This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Congratulations on being the Bills nominee for the Art Rooney Award.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
What does that mean to you?
Man, it's kind of surreal. I'm still in awe about it, man. I had no idea that I was up for it. It's an honor, man, to be recognized in that light, man. And it's something that I don't take lightly. So, for my peers and the people around here to recognize me as such and nominate for me for such a prestigious award, man, it's something that I don't take lightly. So I'm definitely proud to be the nominee for the Buffalo Bills for sure.
Definitely. Well, congratulations again and good luck this weekend.
All right, thank you.
Hey Trey, it's John Scott. Curious from what you've seen on film about the way Kyle Shanahan calls a game that makes it so successful, seemingly regardless of the parts and players that are working in the system.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great system that they have, man. They do a great job of scheming up plays for their people and putting their players in position to be successful, even though they don't have all of the pieces in place that they would like, but. Kyle does a great job, like you said, of using the guys that he have and putting them in successful situations to be successful. So I think that we're going to have our eyes right this week and fit our keys and play downhill and play team total defense because these guys have a lot of shifts and motions and things that they do so to win the dress thing. So we just got to play fundamentally sound football.
Well, Jordan Poyer had mentioned the window dressing, and he was familiar with him all the way back to Cleveland when they were both at the Browns. How unique is the way that he presents each play? Jordan said it's essentially the same play, just with different looks at different occasions. How different and challenging is that than maybe what you usually see week to week?
Yeah, it's a different challenge for sure. Because you're gonna see the same plays, but they're gonna dress it up like Jordan said, and they do a good job of it. And it's tough as a defensive player, you know. You watch a lot of film, watch a ton of film, and you see plays, but you don't know at what time how it's going to look and how they're going to dress it up. So it's tough, and the good football players in this league, they know how to apply the knowledge that they see on film and be able to relate it and use it in real life situations as the game's going on and as the players are moving and everybody's shifting. So we have a lot of those type of players on our team, so that's why our defense has been doing a great job here late because, we're – being able to apply the knowledge that we've seen on film and be able to apply it on the field as the bullets are flying.
Thanks, Trey.
Hey, Trey. Heather Prusak here. Good to see you.
How you doing, Heather?
Good. Kind of going off of that, you know, they on offense, they have so many different players that can play different positions. I know their fullback lines up in so many different areas. Just – you know, you touched on the window dressing and kind of the smoke and mirrors, the pre-snap motion, but how do you guys prepare for an offense that does so many things like that and can disguise what formations they're in so well?
Just play our defense and trust what we see and trust our preparation and the film study that we watch. You know, like you said, the window dress, we can't let the motions and stuff get us off the keys or off the things that really matters that we're supposed to pay attention to. So, if you're a guy that, you know, has the jet, you know, he's the guy that's looking at the jet. So the other guys got to look at their keys and remain locked in on their keys because if we get our eyes going every which way, that's what they want. And it's going to be a tough day if we do that. So I think that if we keep our eyes in the right spot and play downhill football and just go and play football and blow stuff up, I think we'll be fine.
we've talked so much about with the defense, finding your identity. And I know that a couple of weeks ago you said you think you guys have really found your identity on defense, especially since week 7. That was when, you know, you said that you thought that you guys were gaining a lot of confidence. Since then, you guys have 29 combined takeaways and sacks. That's second most in the league right now. Just what is it about this group that has you guys kind of finding its rhythm kind of at the right time right now?
Yeah, I think that it's just an ongoing process. Like I said a few weeks back, we have a lot of new guys and a lot of new faces, and the defense that we had last year, it's not the same pieces. We had to find what works for the guys that we have now, and I think in the last few weeks we've been finding ourselves and finding out what works for us, and the coaches have been doing a great job of taking our input and applying it to the game plan, and guys going out there and playing with a lot of confidence, playing physical and knowing what they're going to do and knowing what to expect. So, and I think that nobody's really thinking. We're honing in on the playbook, and we're just getting more familiar with each other on the field and what guys like to do and where guys want to be. So I think that as many reps as we can get in practice or in game, it's going to continue to make us get better and better. So I think that as the season continues to go along, we're going to continue to get better because we still haven't hit stride where we really could be.
Thanks, Trey. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
Hey, Trey, congratulations on the award.
Appreciate it, Matt.
Yeah, when you – my wife made my bed this morning, by the way, so we're good.
I'm glad. Yeah, because that was a bad look for you.
That was a horrible look. I took a lot of heat for that, so I appreciate you pointing that out. You look at the San Francisco offense, and one of the things that jumps out, you know, watching their game last week is they just have so much speed, and one guy in particular – is Deebo Samuel. What are the challenges that a playmaker like Deebo presents?
Oh man, it's tough because he can run routes, catch the ball, and also once he gets the ball behind the line, he turns into a running back. He's a thick guy. He can run fast too, so he presents a challenge. And also, I think he's like number one or two in the league in rack yards. So once he get the ball after contact, he's a guy that's breaks 2 and 3 tackles and continues to go up the field. So we're gonna have to gang tackle him. Because he's a big, strong, physical guy. So if we can pretty much get to him before he gets going, I think that our chances are far better than when he gets going up the field and gets moving.
And now that you've had a couple days to, you know, look at the film and prepare, what are your impressions of Nick Mullins?
The coach does a great job of, you know, putting him in situations to, you know, succeed. He's, you know, the last game for sure. Against the Rams, they did a great job of running the ball, and that opened up the pass for him, and it made the game a lot easier, you know, on the quarterback. If you can, you know, pretty much do both and not be one-dimensional, and I feel like if we go into the game and try to make them one-dimensional, try to stop the run and make them drop back and pass it the whole game, if you make a team one-dimensional, I feel like, you know, our chances are way better if we got to worry about the run in the pass. So if we can stop the run and just worry about one thing, I think we'll be fine.
Thanks, man. Congrats again.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Hey, Trey, Matt Bovee here. I know in the past you've talked about how prideful you are that, you know, you were one of the first guys with this new regime and the success that you guys have been able to have. And now that we're getting ready for the final stretch, I guess my question is, since you got into the league, is there anything noticeably different about this final stretch, about the last month of the season, the last couple of games, or is it just keep on doing what you're doing?
Oh, yeah. Around here, man, it's nothing different. Coach McDermott and the staff does a great job of just keeping us, you know, focused on the task at hand, and that's the next game, and not looking too far ahead. And they do a great job of, you know, letting us know what's important and what they expect of us, and us as players, we do a great job of responding. And I think that as far as we go in the season, you know, teams start to wrap it up because it's getting towards playoff time. But around here, we're always ramped up, and our coach does a great job of preparing us for these moments, you know, in camp, putting us through tough practices, even in practice, putting us through tough situations and on the field, you know, putting us backed up, putting us in situations where we're going to be stressed out. So once we get into those meaningful situations in the game, it's not foreign to us, and we're used to it. So we do a great job. Our coach do a great job of, you know, getting us honed in on situational football, the down and distances, all stuff like that, that, you know, little things like that that matters, you know, because once the games get bigger and it gets farther down the line, those are the little details that I think that, you know, we have as a foundation to pretty much lean back on, because we've already been there before. So we're prepared for those type of moments.
Thanks, Trey.
Appreciate it.
Hey, Trey.
How you doing, Big? You good?
I'm good. Yes, you too. And congrats, by the way, on your honor. Thank
you again.
That's really nice. Trey, I'm doing something on Jordan Poyer, and I just wanted some observations from you on the kind of year he's having. Micah Hyde went into great detail of how, you know, just how impressive it's been, and we could see that too. But what do you see from your observations?
What's crazy, though, Dick, though, like it's nothing out of the ordinary. It's nothing that he's been doing the last 4 years. He's been doing the same thing. I mean, he's been a guy that he's going to make 100 tackles. He's going to make four or five picks a year. He's going to force 5 to 6 fumbles and recover a couple too. So this Jordan Poyer that everybody may be surprised by, it's a guy that's been doing it the whole time. He just hasn't been getting the notoriety that he should. And now that he's here and he's arrived, I mean, he's getting a notoriety. I mean, he's been here. He's been consistently doing it at a Pro Bowl, All Pro level each and every year, but for some odd reason, he's never got the recognition that he deserves. So I'm so happy that he's finally getting that, and it's rightfully earned. You know, a guy that comes in every day, doing the work, he's gonna go full speed, give you everything he has on the field, off the field, in the weight room too. So the success he's having on the field is not a surprise, and it's something that since my rookie year, I've seen day in and day out. So, yeah.
What is it about him? I mean, you, again, Micah, other players on this team, it starts with your gifted talent, what you have as a foundation. But there's got to be other things, obviously, that elevate it, and you know that well. When you look at his game, what is it about, specifically about Jordan, that that takes that to that other level, again, beyond the God-given talent?
You can't really classify him as a safety. I always tell him he's a football player, man, because he can line up on the edge and he blitzes. He can cover and he fills up and he goes up in the A-gap. He tackles from the free safety position or the strong safety position, depending on the car we're in. So he's a jack of all trades, man. And then he's a guy that's so selfless, which he's an all-pro, Pro Bowl type safety, but he goes out and plays special teams. He's a starter on special teams too. So that what makes a total team player, and he's a special player, man. And he's a guy that is a model Buffalo Bill, if you think about it, because he's one of the guys special team. He's here early, gonna watch all his family. He's gonna have his notes. He's gonna be ready. Body's gonna be ready. He's gonna get his lifts in. He's gonna go out and practice fields, practice hard, and then once it matters in the game, he's gonna make those plays too. So he's a guy that you already know what you're gonna get. And I mean, like I said, man, he's been doing it for the last 4 years since I've known him, since I've been playing with. So it's not a surprise to me that he's getting the recognition, because I've seen him day in and day out and on the field too. So if you just look at his stats or whatever, because I'm not big on that, but if you just look at the paper and look at it through a calculator like a lot of people do, I mean, his numbers are up there with whoever you want to line him up against. So, I mean, the stats are there, but what really matters the most is you go in and watch the film, actual film, play in and play out. He's one of the best players in the NFL, running around, playing, making plays. So,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.